The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
This is the key.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA. Just want to thank you all for joining us today. Today is April 4th, 2016, and we have a live show for you today. Looking forward to today's show. A lot is going on, and we're going to jump into it. As before we do that, of course, everyone continues to support Black Talk Radio Network. Black Talk Radio Network definitely needs your financial support in order for it to continue to do what it's been doing that you so that you care about and that you've come to enjoy, and also is necessary for your overall growth. You've seen it all. Let's continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and make sure that it is here for much, much longer, as much as we possibly can. So everyone, make your monetary donations in order to keep Black Talk Radio Network where it is and keep it growing as it needs to do. Also, if you are able to donate some of your time to Black Talk Radio Network and help them out with anything, definitely do that. And also try to schedule events where you live, especially this spring and this summer, that Black Talk Radio Network could actually be featured there. So reach out, schedule events, because there's a lot of people within our community that definitely need Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network, because these times are very serious and they need our overall support. And we need to maintain our attention to what's going on and ensure that we don't lose the very things that have been preparing and enlightening, and actually that's been edifying and getting us some of the information that is so, so needed in this world. The propaganda is able to cut through the propaganda and give you some of the measures of truth, some of the measures of truth that you can make your decisions on that's in the best interest of yourself, your family, and our overall community at large. So we don't want to lose Black Talk Radio Network. We want it to grow so it can continue to do the things that it's been doing and even more. So, so important. So everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are here. Tell your friends, tell your family members about it. But more importantly, make the financial donations, because that's what's really needed in order for Black Talk Radio Network to maintain the trajectory that it is on and to just to stay, you know, be able to bring you a broadcast that you all listen to every day, you know, including sometimes on the weekend. So that all has a price that's there, and it needs to be completely funded, because it's not going to be any mainstream media. You don't hear any of the mainstream commercials that are here. You don't hear the propaganda from mainstream media. Every person that comes on Black Talk Radio Network, all the programs here, are able to say what they think, even though it's not always the opinion of Black Talk Radio Network, but it's not something where they are being told what to do by the overall agenda and program. It is one in which people are starting to research things and trying to bring you information so that you can do your own due diligence and find out what's in your best interest. This is what true journalism is all is really about. And where the real essence of journalism has been compromised by the great schools of obedience. They no longer teach people how to be journalists. They teach them to follow the lead and the direction of the advertisers, which means it's all a fraud and all propaganda. So Continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Okay, also go to Tando Radio Show's Facebook page and check us out there. And we have some postings that are there. But before we get into that, listen, everyone, we have some great opportunities for you as the Tando Radio Show listeners and some of the Black Talk Radio Network listeners. We have a preparedness training. We have precious metals training. And we also have where we're doing some Forex trading that you can learn the Forex market and position yourself through iMarkets Live International. And I'm going to bring some other people that are in iMarkets Live and a part of iMarkets Live International so that you can actually just see some of the things that they're doing and some of the potential. So we're going to continue to move on that in that direction. Some good things that are happening, and we are going to expand that. So if you're interested in learning how to trade in the Forex market while you can learn while you earn, there's also a compensation plan for bringing other people in it that's very good. But the trading in itself is the main thing that I really care about with that. The other everything else is just icing on the cake and just adding to your overall capability to generate more of a cash flow into your family so that you can redirect the cash flow, the currency, into real assets and to position yourself accordingly for what's going on. So what I like to always say, learn to fire your boss and do some of the things that are going to be necessary in order for you to fire your boss, especially in today's economy. You're going to have self-sufficient means of income in order to do well. And right now, a lot of people don't see it, but in order even to make it, you're going to have to do that. And this is a great way to do that. You can go to iMarkets Live International. .com, and the sign-up fee is $200. Then there's a monthly fee of $150, and then you will be able to use the harmonic scanner to help with your trading, and you could actually use the copier to do that. iMarket Live has trading rooms that they're in, so if you doesn't matter what your overall experience level or your knowledge of the Forex market, there's people there that are just like you and they're learning and actually gaining profit in the trading day. And then there's also, like I said, there's a compensation plan that a lot of people really, really like and is doing very, very well on. I was surprised at how quick they paid me on it. So I know from experience. And just right now, I'm really going to start to put more time to it because we're doing some major things ourselves. So we're trying to get set up there. And then the Forex trading is something that we're definitely going to be doing because we have our own group, and we're going to be we train and talk daily. And right now, as soon as my schedule gets a little bit better, I'll be able to spend more time on it and spend more time in trading. But we do quite well within the trade. Just this morning, we was talking about a trade, and we looked at something, said where it was going to go, and lo and behold, what did it do? It did just that and just a little bit more before it changed. So the individuals that got in on that trade this morning did quite well in a short period of time. And it was like a bullseye, called right off, you know, pretty much to the T. And if there's some people that's listening to Tando Radio Show that know what I'm talking about because you're in the group, you were there, you're more than welcome to call in and give your opinion about some things because that is so important if you so choose or like. You can definitely call in and let some of the listeners know what's been happening in our trade room. So you just give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32#, then hit *61. Then there's also we have the precious metals training class that we have that's going to lead into our overall preparedness training class, which is really good because this is $25 a month. You will learn how to actually trade the precious metals. You will learn the history of the precious metals. You'll learn how to gain interest off of the precious metals. You will learn how to use it as leverage, and you will learn some of the things that are going to be happening in the future that is very, very important with the precious metals. You have a full class on the precious metals, and not only that, you will be put into another group, and also you will be able to actually discuss and show you the different things and why the precious metals are so, so important. So if you're interested in that, a lot of people have taken advantage of that. Great classes, and everyone that's been in the classes have been quite pleased and amazed at some of the things. And also, if you're a Tando Radio Show listener that has actually taken the precious metals class, if you'd like to call in and just give your opinion about some of the things that you've learned, because this is something that's so important for our people, that would be greatly appreciated. And not only that, I think some of the listeners would appreciate to hear from some of the people that have actually taken the class and to give their opinion on the precious metals class. So you can give us a call also, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and hit *61. I will see you in queue and definitely bring you up. Okay, so next, what we have going on, also the business that brought you Uncle Fats, they're now relocating, doing a little, a move there for the better of the business. They're going to be ready for taking orders pretty soon here. I will talk to some of the owners, and then if you're interested in the seasoning, Uncle Fats, the all-natural Uncle Fats, I will let you know when they're ready to take orders, because that is some great, great stuff. I need to get another order in myself, and because it's really good. So we'll talk about that as soon as they're ready to take your order and fulfill your orders and service those orders. So we'll definitely let you know on that. Now, let's go to Tando Radio Show. A lot happened this weekend. When I say a lot happened this weekend, a lot happened this weekend that you definitely need to know about. So let's start off there, and then we're going to get into today's show. Okay, now, very, very important. This came from thenews.com. Here's the news. Here's what's going on in the news. Ding! What's going on in the news? Let's see what's going on in the global news that affect our people and our community in general. Obama warns of nuclear terrorist threat. There was a warning, and this came from thenews.com. President Obama shared concerns about Al-Qaeda and ISIS, saying madman must not be allowed to get access to nuclear weapons, Washington, D.C. Then, if that was the case, why in the world does Washington, D.C., why does Israel, why does China, why does Russia, why does Pakistan, why does India, why does France, why does England, why does Italy, why does Canada? Why is Japan, who a lot of people don't know, Japan has nuclear weapons also. Why does South Korea, why do all these countries have nuclear weapons? Because let me tell you something, these nuclear weapons that they have, it just seems odd to me that anytime those type of those type of weapons or any other weapons that they ever have that they've ever had in their stockpile, every time they use them, the classes of people are destroyed and killed. So at some time, we have to realize the madmen that they're talking about is themselves. And the key is, it doesn't matter what they say, it matters what we react to. And we need to start to react to things differently than what we've reacted to before in the past. You want to know who the madmen are that have nuclear weapons? The very same ones that condone and actually have physical possession of them. Those are the ones that are the madmen, because you have to be mad, and we have to really look at this for what it is. These people go to war against the general population of the world. It has nothing to do with some fictitious lines and some imaginary lines that they call borders that they put up between lands to separate and divide the people. That is the agenda that they want you to buy off to and naively to believe, because if you really look at the evidence would tell us that we've been foolishly misled, and we foolishly follow people for all the wrong reasons. They may tell you one thing, but the truth is another. Every war has been a war against the general population on this planet, because those are the casualties of those wars. I don't Listen, I don't buy that paradigm that is this, you're part of this country, part of this group. That is what you've been taught in the school of obedience. When in the world are you going to open up your eyes and your mind to see what's really going on and understand so that it can stop? Because the only way that it can stop if the general population at large decides enough is enough of me following these insane sociopaths and psychopathic tendencies. And the only real way that we're going to be able to do that is for us ourselves to stop displaying the same characteristic traits of a sociopath and a psychopath. It must start from within. The solution is always from within, and it becomes the actual answer once it is energized and displayed. The solutions are within us. So check out this very important article. Next one comes from Actman.com, the path to financial crisis. Check out this article, really good one. That's there. Then we have this one comes from rawstory.com. Mississippi could now legalize discrimination against people who have premarital sex. Check out this article also, because you're going to see something. Man gives you rights, while the great creator God Almighty gives you sovereignty, self-determination, and freedom. Huge difference. You could go ahead and take rights. I'm fighting for freedom. And by all costs, is that so important to know and for me to energize? They don't want any rights. Rights are something that's written down on a piece of paper. And let me tell you something. Just like they will always tell you, you have the right to remain silent. You have the right to do this because this is what we allow you to do within our system. The great creator God Almighty has a totally different benevolent agenda of self-determination and freedom. It's so beautiful. You've never, ever really experienced it within civilization and within the society that you call civilization today. Yet those are nothing more than the captive allowances that the demigods and the little g gods that the system has taught us all to worship will give you. As they said, as the old saying says with the nobles, let them eat cake. And that's what they've been doing to the general population. And they tell you everything if we would just open up our minds and look at the fraudulent system and the scams that have prevailed our society, the one in which we have decided to let live. And it has developed a different culture, a culture that is absent to our sovereignty. This culture teaches us to live within the paradigm of the rules of rights, and it's absent of freedom. So check out that article also. Next one comes from, this one comes from the NewYorkTimes.com. Thousands could lose food stamps as states restore pre-recession requirements. And this was kicked off on last Friday, April the 1st. The SNAP program has totally changed. We're going to take a look at that in a minute as we go into today's show. So this is where, and I didn't have commentary to this one. Maybe I had it to a couple of other ones. Yeah, but the commentary that I would add to this one, yep, here it is. The commentary that I put is, going to start to get tougher from here on out. The economic collapse is going to where the everyday person is now going to start to ask, what the heck is going on? But they're not going to say what the heck. After what the is going to be another adjective, and is going on. But by that time, if you haven't prepared yourself accordingly for what is going on and what has been happening for millenniums, it will be too late for you to put yourself, your family, and our community, the extension of the community that you're in, of our community that you're in a position of advantage, because you're going to have to respond from the everyday necessities of life. And this is what we're trying to avoid and make sure that you don't fall victim here at Black Talk Radio Network. And I will say that for Black Talk Radio Network, because I've heard some of the programs and I know what Scotty sincerely cares about, and definitely here at Tando, because this is why we came here, and this is why Scotty put us on his network, and this is why our subject is always about something that's regarding the overall getting prepared and positioning ourselves accordingly. NOAA is not something that is popular. NOAA is not something that will bring you great comfort, but it is something that you need to know. And especially if you are someone with children that you care about, or you have family that you care about, or you just give a darn about your own life, because that is one of the most important seeds that you could ever harvest and take care of, because your life is not something that a watch can determine. It's determined by the eternity and the great power of God Almighty, which supersedes any movement of a solar clock, any movement of a clock, a digital clock, a analog clock, or anything else. Man wants you to watch the clock while the great creator God Almighty gave you the time to command everything. So this is why we talk about the things that we talk about and why we do the things that we do here at Tando Radio Show. And we're going to continue to do this as long as we possibly can, and we're going to continue to try to prepare you and get you in a position of advantage for the comings of the season that we're in. Speaking of seasons, I said this to the group, to our trading group this morning. Has anyone else noticed that yesterday was April the 3rd, and I noticed that the sun did not set to almost 8 o'clock in the evening. And this is, for all theoretical purposes, is just the very beginning of spring. The Earth and our solar system is going through a very defined season and change of its own. And I'm going to tell you, man is always going to try to tell you that it's something that you created so that they can tax you and penalize you for it. It's your fault. And whenever it's your fault, what do? They fine you. Why do they fine you? Because they give you rights, and every right is something that can be taken away from you because of you breaking any law. What does that mean? That they are setting up your way of life for their means of life by the rules in which they govern by and rule by. And they make you think that it's in your best interest, and it's absent of any interest that is meaningful and beneficial to you at all. It's fool's gold. The system in which we live under is the worst case of fool's gold in recorded history of us establishing this type of civilization and walking away from the great ecosystem that God Almighty had established, which never taxed you, never requires you to do anything to be prosperous in your birthright. You don't pay for your birthright. Man with rights, you pay to live. You pay to have the right to exist under the society that bond you. So important that we start to realize what is really going on and do something about it and change it from a different consciousness that has established the overall malevolent agenda. So check out this article. We're definitely going to come back to that one. Also, this came from WYFF4.com, and I guess this is a news agency out of, I think it's one of the affiliates of, I'm not quite sure, maybe Fox, I'm not quite sure. But this one came from a news agency, and it says that changes to SNAP benefits go into effect Friday, affecting 60,000 plus South Carolinians. And this, people on SNAP benefits, formerly known as food stamps, will have to meet new requirements in order to get benefits. This is something that's going to go on. And not only this, this is the start. And then this year, you're going to really start to see the economic destruction, firsthand economic destruction of the common man's economy start to take hold and shape. They told you they are going to take out $14 trillion from public assistance. And that means they're going to take out anywhere between seven trillion dollars. That means they're going to take out in the excess of $14 to $16 trillion, which means that austerity is going to be kicking in and is going to be kicking people's butt, particularly those that don't know. You can hide from the reality, you can deny reality, but you will never, ever, ever be able to remove yourself or sanction yourself from the consequences of ignoring reality. And this is going to adversely affect, it doesn't matter what person the society has said you are. You are this chief, you are that baron, you are this alderman, you are this senator, you are this person within the community, you are this teacher, you have this PhD degree, this doctorate, this degree, this certificate, that certificate, this intrinsical value, this vocational skill. It doesn't matter what you consider as a person, they are going to destroy the personhood that you have developed because you developed it in their system. What only is going to matter, this is why I am not a respecter of person, I respect people. The only thing that is going to matter is what the great creator God Almighty gave you to discern and to energize the appropriate actions for you to sustain yourself in love, protection, and the assurance of the prosperity is to leave as an inheritance for your legacy, as your legacy. Everything else that man has given you, everything else that they've written on paper is worthless and is nothing more than a contract of deception. It's fraudulent at its very base, and you're going to continue to see that. Those are the people on the SNAP program and assistance, regardless of who they are, you're going to start to see this adversely affect them. Now, you may think that good for them, but let me tell you something. This is what they always want you to do. They always want you to not to empathize or sympathize, and more importantly, to strike a relationship with someone that you don't know their name with. Because when you do that, then you will start to see the greatness that God has placed in them, and it will mirror inside of you. And then there is an immediate connection, and there can be collective prudence from that, because you're all pretty much the same and want the exact same thing. And you all have been established off of the same love and care that the great creator God Almighty had energized and gave you the free will to now to create as the great creator God Almighty has. But to create in love, not in control and enslavement and in bondage. But this is what society teaches us. This is what our the culture of the society teaches in order for it to maintain its overall stronghold and its existence. So the people on SNAP are going to be adversely affected. You may think that, oh, well, that's what they get. But guess what? The system is going to get you too if you do not prepare accordingly. Let me tell you something. There can be no arrogant spirit when it comes to God's people. There is no respect for that, because that's wasteful. And what I know about the great creator, the God Almighty, is never wasteful. Never wasteful. But see, what happens is that, you know what? The great creator God Almighty allows you to make mistakes and to adjust. But what happens is that the spirit of your mistakes can haunt you and cause you to go in a direction that leads you to a path that will make you to make you susceptible to a temptation of the contract that the great deceiver has waiting for your signature. And your signature will be marked not only in your blood, but your signature will be marked in the energy of your free will, the most important thing that has ever been given to you. So we better start really understanding the ubiquitous fraud that we have allowed to happen and change it from within our hearts first and foremost. So this is what you're going to continue to see as the common person's economy is being destroyed. And it's going to be a part of the overall global common person's destruction as they lead into a depopulation, the further depopulation plan that is actively being acted on as we speak right now. So check out that article. Next one, very telling. This was a huge topic globally for the telling you where the overall economic common person's collapse is. And this one comes from The Guardian. IMF concerned UK referendum will be interfered with Greece bailout, WikiLeaks. And this comes from The Guardian. What happened this weekend was this. There's a couple of, but check out that article first and foremost. Basically, the IMF was called on a carpet, but I don't believe that they were. This is all a part, the WikiLeaks and all of that other stuff is all a part of the overall global plan. Remember when I've been saying this from the very beginning, they are going to start to engage in a purge. And so the next story is just that. It says IMF, and this comes from Bloomberg, IMF discussed pressuring Germany on Greece bailout, WikiLeaks says. And this is what I said, the purge on steroids, telling you the system is going to explode in your face. And I said, check this out, Yellen looks like once again, she knows the whole global economy is a huge scam and that is going to destroy her, the people, excuse me, let me pull this up, the people on stage and the whole world. She knows that she will be the fall person like many others, but she is giving it a second thought. If she wants, she will continue to play ball. Yellen may be putting herself in harm's way now because she may want to come clean, and this is very unhealthy for her health, which she fully is aware of. And I said in this one article, look at Janet Yellen way on the right. This is not only the first time, this is about the third or the fourth time where it looks as if she is on the verge of a nervous breakdown. Why? Because she knows what's going on, and I think possibly she could start to be having second thoughts. And this as far as what's going on in her involvement in it all. And this may be where her overall physical health will be jeopardized because of her second thoughts. And I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not saying that's going to be the case, but she knows what's up. And I'm seeing from her body language that I've been seeing recently here is that she wants to come clean, and she's going to may give you some warnings, but it may be too late. And even at the sacrifice of her own physical health. So, and what I mean by that, she may be dealt with. So wouldn't be surprised, but take a look at her and it sees. But next thing I said, these people are telling you everything you need to know on why you better get your affairs right in order. Excuse me, your right affairs in order quickly, folks. Better head for the exits before everyone else does. You'll find yourself trapped and pinned to the fall. What am I saying? They basically said in this WikiLeaks article that the IMF was purposely wanting the bailout situation to fail. And you're going to see in other publications that we put here, the next one comes from WikiLeaks itself. IMF meeting predicts Greek disasters threatened to leave the Troika. This is what they wanted. And it says, here is the official program released as to the internet intended destruction of the global economy by taking steps taken in Europe first that will lead to your economic demise here in the United States. They are basically telling you that all of this has been fraudulent and they're going to collapse the economy. Why is this important? Because then they're going to bring these individuals to trial. And they're going to say these were the people that caused the collapse, when no, it was a conspiracy agenda. They just took part in the overall, the acts. They didn't dictate anything. And this is so important because as everything goes on, then Greek responded and said, you set us up in so many ways. And this was all going on this weekend. And they realized that they had been had. But this is the system telling you they're going to collapse it, and they want to have the appropriate, in this proxy financial collapse, they want to have the appropriate scapegoats. And one of the most telling things in this whole thing comes from within the IMS papers, it's in an article that Christine Lagarde said. Christine Lagarde said that the IMF profits from economic disasters, and they actually perpetuate them for their gain. I'm surmising what she said, but that's exactly what she said, because this is what we've been talking about since we've been here on Tando, so that you'll get prepared. And if people, there are so many people that have not heard this message, there are so many people that have not been aware to this, they are still going to have to fend for themselves. You have heard of this. Now it's time for you to seriously do something about it if you haven't, because you won't be able to escape their trap. They're telling you all of these things, but see, it's not a popular place where it's not going to be on with some of the popular things that are on TV. Scandal, the other shows and everything else. But see, if it was on there and it was on some, if some celebrity figureheads that are really popular were singing about it and talking about it, then you would start to know why, because that's the mainstream media leading you somewhere. And if it was in the entertainment form that it is here in the overall coerced and agendized steps, and it was put into a movie and put on stage for entertainment for everyone, there would be so many people awake. But see, they do it, but they do it in opposite. They have the entertainment to put you to sleep. And that's what so many people are as we speak. Regardless of what the information is that's out, they wouldn't care, because they are in a continuous state, an ennui. And there's a reason why this ennui is there. And we're going to talk about this. And you're going to see it for yourself. Very, very important. It's in the food. We're going to talk about some of the things of how they put it in the food and what's it doing to the general population. So important. So check out that article. Check out these articles. I want to hurry up and keep going. Check out some of the ones that we put here in Tando. Next one, it says, this is very, very important. This is very, very crucial. This one. This one comes from the Daily Mail. Obama's legacy. Black Lives Matter terrorists. We will incite riots everywhere if Trump wins. And this is what I say. This is the exact same thing that's going on in Europe. The exact same thing. This is a tale of two cities. Let me tell you the story that we had from Richmond, California, where the government was paying people that had been engaged in heinous crimes or had the capability of doing it and had no problem with doing those types of crimes. The government was now hiring them to be a part of the clandestine mercenaries that they're going to use in the future. This story and the Richmond story goes hand in hand. This story and what's going on with the refugee crisis in Europe goes hand in hand. This story with all of the people that are following Donald Trump and are ready to definitely engage in a civil war on both sides of the fence, because of the inciting of the politicians, the celebrity figurehead politicians that they bring to you at all times. They put these people in front of you, not because you have a chance to elect them. They're put in front of you because they selected them for what they want them to contribute to their overall sustainable controlling of people. And let me tell you something, the clandestine mercenary groups is there among the right wing of the Republicans, the right wing, the neocons of the Democrats, and all the neocons that are nothing more than neo-Nazis here, and the neo-Nazis within in the other governments in the world, in Israel and other parts of this world, in Ukraine and different places, in Russia and in the Middle East and everywhere else, in Africa and in South America and in Europe and in the East. What they're doing is that they're setting up everything to come into play. They're going to have their mercenary groups on all sides. Within our community, this is one of the mercenary groups that they're building. Some of the mercenary groups that they're building. Everything that gets major, major moves on mainstream media is because it's a CIA operative plan. Already brought you that last week. This is how it's going to be infiltrated, because what they're going to do is they're going to destabilize communities, and they're going to have their agents that are going to be working for them that are going to be working against you, the everyday person in this country. It should be, you should actually wonder, where the heck did this organization and the other organizations, the ones that follow the mainstream candidates on all sides, from Hillary to Trump to Sanders and all of those people, to Black Lives Matter and all the, where did they come from and where do they get their true funding from? And you'll find a source that will lead all straight back to the same controlling hands as always. They're working against you, and they come up with catchy slogans, and they come up with emotional issues to charge you emotionally so you won't think rationally or spiritually, so that you will stay in a flesh and eye and ear realm, which is deaf, dumb, and blind. And they're going to continue to set us up. The mercenary groups within our community will be paid by the government. And I'm going to tell you, first they're giving them 1,000, then they're going to be sending, I already talked about this, and you'll see it later on in today's show, they're going to be sending them down to Central America and South America to be trained. Why? Because that's where the hard knock schools, this is why, if you look at the Contra incident, in all of those things, they train their mercenary groups on the battlefields in Central and South America. And they're going to send these people there from within our community, people that you think that will have your best interests at hand, and through programs that you think that, yeah, that this is, because they're charging the emotions of people. And they're going to send the selective killers all over the place, and they're going to come back here and destabilize the communities in which we reside in. It's called a force multiplier. It's to control the battlefield. We have been compromised. Because they are going to give them from $1,000 a month to $10,000 a month. They're going to give them all of the power, all of the influence, all of, if they're male, if they like men, they're going to give them all of the men. If they like women, they're going to give them all of the women. If they're women, they'll give them all of the women that they like, and all of the men that they like. Whatever their temptation is, they will provide, whatever their drug is, they will provide it in ample quantity of the most purest form. To compromise you, to compromise those that have the best intentions. These are the clandestine operations that have been around for years, because they work so well, because most of the people within our community and every other community at large is both deaf, dumb, and blind to what's going on. Nor do they really care, because they are a part of the system too. They are going to buy out many people. Many. Some people that now they're saying, no, I won't do it. And then as soon as they get hungry, they'll find all the reason. And they made it popular through music. I got to get mine. You got to get yours. The setup is devastating. So check out this article, Obama's Legacy, Black Lives Matter, and read through what is really going on here. Because there are going to be other groups that represent other people that people identify with, instead of identify all of us, identify ourselves collectively and seeing what the real hidden agenda is that keeps smacking us. And it's all done by the art of war, asymmetrical warfare at its best. So check out this article, really important. Next one. And this was the article where I was talking about, and I said, commentary, can't put it any simpler. People are going to get smashed. Read the whole thing, but look at her last statement and all you need to know. Christine Lagarde, emerging markets nations will get more power in the IMF. And this comes from Knowledge Warhorse. Yu Pen, education. Very telling. Read this with Christine Lagarde. They tell you everything. Read the last paragraph, but read the whole thing. At some point in time, we will. Very important, because it tells what's going on. They are going to continue to destroy the economies, and they're going to be hiring mercenaries. But she talks about how the IMF profits from the demise of economic collapses and stealing of resources in so many words. We'll go over this later, but read this article. So, so telling. Don't let this slip by you, because the things that slip by you will cause you to slip and fall in the future. Now, it is time for you to get yourself and your family dutifully prepared for what's coming next. And this is the other side of the whole thing. In a rearing interview, Donald Trump predicts a massive recession, but intends to eliminate the debt. No matter who the system gives you, this is my commentary, no matter who the system gives you, it is always going to go against your best interest to serve the deciding agenda. This same play was done in Germany when Hitler ran and lost the first time. They rejected the Nazi party's bid after being told by the Nazi party that Germany's economy is going to fail due to the horrendous debt it was in and owed the United States. Different thing there was that people owed the United States. Now the United States owes who? The rest of the world, particularly China. But it's the exact same play. Here's what happened. The people of Germany did nothing. And once the economy collapsed and the false flag terror acts took place, what are you seeing? Terror actions took place. What are you seeing all over the place now? Terrorist actions took place. Hitler then took over because the people fell for the trap. Same hunter with the proven traps to befall their prey, using the tried and true tactics that worked so well in 1933. You will have a new Hitler here, because we're not preparing ourselves to walk away from that system. This is what they do, because this is who they are. This is the other side of that Black Lives Matter. This is the other side of that Richmond's program, because they're going to get all sides fighting against each other for all different reasons and of all different natures. But it doesn't matter when you're distracted by doing things that you were misled and trapped in. You can't help but fall in a trap. And many of us are going to fall in the trap and keep fighting, not the agenda or walking away from the agenda that trapped us, but the only thing we want to do is fight the people within the trap that's with us. Wow. Wow. That's ignorant. And this is what we need to really start to wake up to. We're being set up. Next article comes from markets.com. Character traits and skills that are hard to find during a collapse. Really good article. Check that out. Next one. This comes from Sovereign Man. Avoid putting your money in these banks. Next one. Here comes this along with the WikiLeaks of the IMF behind closed doors, setting up the overall economic collapse of Europe, which is the economic collapse of the world. This is something that you all need to be aware of, and this is the purge at its height. The Panama Papers, how the rich and powerful hide their wealth. The Panama Papers are now going to explode the purge. And this is what they're going to do. You got to know where the Panama Papers came from. Panama Papers came from Nazis. Now you're starting to see the real interest back in Cuba, because it all was done down in Cuba as a part of a clandestine operation. This tells you how close we are to the collapse, because they're going to start to bring down so-called power. But see, it doesn't matter to bring these people down. This is the catch. They're not going to bring them down until they hurt you. So everyone is pissed off because a lot of people are saying, so what, I don't care about the Panama Papers. you think that now, but wait until your savings account, your pension, and you have nothing. Then you're going to all of a sudden say, what the heck just happened? Well, you fell for the trap, homie, by not caring. That's what they wanted you to do. And so you're going to fall for the next, because once you respond out of emotion and out of necessity, they got you right where they want you. And they're going to get you from being on your knees to getting you on your belly. That's the real agenda here, by way of a depopulation program, because there's too many of y'all starting to wake up. So this is, the purge is really heating up. Next story goes along with it. Here it is. The Swiss leaks. Let me tell you something. There is nothing that goes on mainstream media that's not scripted. Nothing at all. So check it out. Here is what it says. Then we're going to go to it. Oh, I ran through the commercial break. We're going to go to a commercial break, but here it comes. This story came about 2 months ago. This is my commentary. And it's playing right and playing heavily into the Nazi tax shelter global drug trade, which is out of central, heavily out of the Middle East, Afghanistan particularly, in Central America and South America, where they're going to do what? Send people from the Richmond program and Washington and all of the other communities within the black community are starting to say, oh, we need to do this, because they're getting paid to say that by the overall agenda at large. So this drug trade and this Nazi tax shelter program was all put into part. And this is going to be how all of this is going to start to come on. Let me read this. This is my commentary. This story came about 2 months ago and is heavily playing into the Nazi shelter and global drug trade, which extends from North America, U.S. government, Central and South America, the allowing release of information and following stories are going to start to control the demolition of the economic as fast as two buildings in New York City, formerly known as the World Trade Center, and in parentheses, the World Trade Center of Human Enslavement. Check the story below, known as the Panama Papers, starting to see why all the new U.S. interests back in Cuba. Then the next article comes from Fidel Castro, where he sent a letter entitled it, Brother Obama. Read what Fidel Castro said about Obama's trip to Cuba. But let me tell you something. You got to read between the lines. You got to read between the lines. Check out this article. Next one. Check out this one. Shows the from the tax shelters of the Panama Papers, which is all fraudulent. And what Panama Papers is basically saying is that all of the so-called wealthy people have been hiding and sheltering their money at your expense. And it's in the trillions of dollars, up to $30 trillion in 2010, which means it's $60 trillion, which means that it's even more, but it's 2016, which is so much more. Now they're starting to expose those individuals, and people are starting to get caught in the Panama Papers. Why? Because this is going to be the purge. And see, this is the key. Everybody's going to be like, oh, okay, cool. But they're about to bring the pain to everybody, because the adverse effects of the Panama Papers is going to cause the destruction, part of the destruction of your savings, everything that you've worked for, that you still have tied into the system. Oh, this is a shrewd game, but you better know the rules of the game to decide if you want to play it. So important. So check out that article. Next one. This comes from Nikkei, AsiaNikkei.com. Vietnam Coast Guard seizes Chinese ship in the Gulf of Tonkin. And I said, same spot where the Vietnam War lies started and got many killed before. Research the Gulf of Tonkin incident and see how the false flag events are used to start wars. So it started the Vietnam War, all in a bit of lie known as the Gulf of Tonkin, where Israel actually attacked the USS Liberty. Check it out for yourself. You can't be told everything. You really need to start to research so that you can do your own due diligence and see what's really going on. So check out that. Next one comes from Defense One. How bad would a radioactive terrorist act be? Check out that one. And then this next one from The Guardian. The first sacrifice of the Panama Papers, but much more will come until the unsentimental demise of you. And this is the Iceland's prime minister faces call for snap elections after offshore revelations. Offshores in the neo-Nazi established tax havens that the Rothschilds have been engaging in the United States and throughout the world, trying to give these people tax haven shelters at your expense. He is going to be one of the first to go down as the Panama Papers start to explode. It is not just going here. Next article, The Purge. Check out this one from Bloomberg. This organization right here was the ones that established, and they were Nazis. The establishment of this organization was based in the Nazis in a clandestine operation that was going on in Cuba. So check out this article so that you can see. Next one is from the Bloombergs. Talks about WikiLeaks controversy strengthens the case for Greek bailout forgiveness. Yeah, right. Next one, Christine Lagarde, IMF seeks plan to, far off as talks rolled by leaf. They're basically seeing is the building a collapse, the case against you, and they're trying to now so-called have a public relations response to it all, but this is over the overall plan. Next one, got to hurry up, keep moving. Next one, this one is very important, from Press TV, Austria's to receive Iran oil payments and not using the dollar. Then today's show is going to be about the weapons of food at the hands of the conspiracy agenda. We're going to get to that. And then if we have time, we'll get also into the Book of Enoch that goes that coincides with that. Then next article, Swift alone is not a solution. Banking officials, Iran is moving to totally decapitate the overall SWIFT system. And once again, Iran has established relations with new Europe banks. Why is this so important? Because there is going to be those relationships are not going to be dollar-based one. The rest of the world is going to leave the U.S. dollar. So telling. So those are the major. There's some other ones, but we really need to get moving into today's show. But check out the other articles that are there. And I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to get into the show, and I need to talk about something that you may not be aware of on what's going on. Then we're going to get into the last part of the Book of Enoch. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#, and hit star 61. When we come back, you're going to learn and see how food has been weaponized against you, and you can start to see the effects of it. You are going to be surprised at what it really means, but we're going to take a look at it and so you can see it for yourself and doing your own research. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio, new black media for the new millennium.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketsliveinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
You are tuned in to the Sando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND, 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. And today, we have a live show for you. We need to get into this part of the show, some very, very important information. Then we're going to get also into the Book of Enoch, finish that out. Why is this so important? We got some ways to go with it. But it's very, very important because there are some things in the Testament of Enoch that speaks to what's really going on. And this is one of the things that I believe that why this was in Cantonized, so that you would know and actually have some ideas and to get a different perspective of what's going on. Very, very, very telling. And you will see once we put this all together, very crucial information. So what I wanted to do, is I wanted to talk to you about food being used as a weapon. And a lot of people would think, and it has been used as a weapon before by taking the resource of food, having famines and everything else, and to having people live in great poverty and the plight of their communities where they're not able to get any food and things of that nature. Yes, that is a very, very defined and a part of the overall force multiplier in the agenda, and it actually gives momentum and momentumizes everything else that's being done. But today I want to come from a different standpoint. I want to come from the standpoint of the science of it and actually what has been actually enacted and what is being worked as we speak today. And so, and I'm going to post this article inside of Tando Radio Show for you to read for yourself. And it comes from LaRochePub.com. All right. Now, we'll put this inside of Tando, and it's known as the executive, is Kissinger's 1974 plan for food control genocide. Yes. Kissinger's 1974 plan for food control genocide. So that's what we're going to talk about now. I posted inside of Tando for you to check out. Very important article to give you a heads up on what is really going on and what you're contending with. And so for a lot of people that talk about don't want to understand or see those things, that's cool. That's because of a lot of reasons. One is that their overall body and mind and spirit, their body and mind has been compromised. Their spirit is now being, their free will and their spirit is now being controlled by different factors. And we need to know what's up so we can have the appropriate response to it all. And I posted it there inside of Tando, but let's talk about this. What is this talking about? Well, have you ever read the National Security Study Memorandum 200? Have you ever heard of it? What is it? Well, it wasn't institutionalized by Henry Kissinger. And if you ever hear Henry Kissinger talk, he talks like what his extension, his real historical roots are in the Nazis. Because he was actually an intelligence officer at that time, involved directly with the Nazis. And this is the very same person that is given so, and you look at, why is this dark dude always around so much stuff? Because they worship this guy, him and others, but he's just one of them. So let's check out what this is all about. Have you ever heard of the National Security Study Memorandum 200? Well, let's check it out what it says and what it's really all about. Then I'm going to tell you, but because of the interest of time, we're not going to be able to go through this whole thing. On December 10th, 1974, the U.S. National Security Council under Henry Kissinger, a.k.a. Nazi intelligence officer of the past, completed a classified 200-page study, National Security Study Memorandum 200, Implications of Worldwide Population Growth. One more time, let me stop right there and say what it just said. Implications of worldwide population growth for U.S. security and overseas interests. That's what the National Security Study Memorandum 200 was about. Whose national security? They made you think because you're a good American, you pay your taxes, you fight for this country, you say all of the things, it's a great land. You think it's that one, but they have, you aren't in the group. You are the property of those corporations. You're the slave to it. And one of the things to maintain enslavery of people is to make them think that they're not enslaved. So it goes on. Who was the national security? What national? The nation that they've built through the demonic rituals and practices that they engage in against you. So it goes on. Implications of worldwide population growth. This is language which they use so that those within it can understand what they intend to do. You read that and you would say, okay, there's no big deal to it. Right away, if you are really discerning, you would see, yo, that's a problem. Whatever these devils are doing is a problem. And I'm not just talking about the devils from the street level talk. I'm talking about the real devils. I'm talking about the real energy and the real spirit and all those that have given their allegiance and decided to sell their souls to it. And all of those that have been conveniently fooled by it. Because those that have been conveniently fooled by it, they know what's really happening. But because all they care about is their comfortability, that their price of selling out is much cheaper than everybody else's. Or because they haven't been approached with anything that the agenda wants from them that they consider valuable. But believe me, those individuals would be on sale at the appropriate time if the offer was made. So now let's go on with this. The implication of worldwide population growth for U.S. security and overseas interests. The study falsely claims that population growth in the so-called lesser developed countries, LDCs, let me tell you something, they always give acronyms to their program. They always take acronyms and give it and break it down into little sayings for their programs. Whenever you can see that, believe me, you are probably and most likely dealing with a governmental agency that is going to be working for the demise and enslavement of humanity. And you can think of all of the three-letter and four-letter acronyms that people, and even within our community, we got them too, and because guess what? We work for the individuals that agendize all of this. And this is one of the indications that they use, one of their clues to you that you need to be careful of. Goes on. The so-called lesser developed countries, LDCs, with a grave threat to the U.S. national security. With a grave threat to the U.S. national security. See, what they try to do is they always try to divide you from someone else so that you would think, yeah, I'm on the right side. Yeah, it's us versus them. Why does that work so well? Because that's what's being used against you. They use it so well, it's so many us versus them that is nobody for them. It's everybody against each other, except for those that create that scenario. So it goes on to say, the adoption of official policy in November 1975 by President George Ford, NSSM 200, which stands for the National Security Studies Memorandum, outlined a covert plan to reduce population growth in these countries through birth control implicating wars, famines. Wow. Where in the world do we see this happening? Do we not have an advent of birth control that's being pushed in this country, in our community? Yes, and you know what they do? They popularize it because they say, oh, because of the disease epidemic that's there. Really? How many animals do you know that come up with different STDs? And see, that they would say this because you're engaging in it for different other reasons than what it was intended for. Wow. That is their trying to actually mitigate and to change you from what the great creator intended. Have you ever thought about where these STDs come from? Have you ever thought that they were implanted just like the drugs, just like the crack into the communities for the overall agenda that's at hand? Yes. This is why you have this. This is how you have the wars and the famine. They're telling you what they use as instruments to control. But see, most people here would look at this and say, yeah, you should be using that against this country. But let me tell you something, numbnut, they're using it against you too, because these devils don't give a damn about you. They're going to use you. But you're too naive and too arrogant to think that they wouldn't use it against you, because you special? You have an ID that says you're a U.S. citizen? You had a birth certificate? We celebrate a birth certificate? Where were you born? We celebrate that? Where were you born? Instead of celebrating that we were born and why we were born, we substitute from why we were born to where we were born. What plantation were you born on? This is the asymmetrical warfare that's going on as we speak right now, that's destroying us because we don't appropriately respond to it. And then it goes on. Kissinger, as a national security advisor, was told to hold the Bush, and when the Bush had affiliates in the Bush, I mean, was put in charge of implementing the plan. The CIA director George, under the CIA director George Bush, that's Papa Bush, the first Bush that became president, the one that was instrumental in the whose father was Prescott Bush, who had the ties to the Nazis, who actually started to take over this country, who Smedley Butler, one of the most decorated U.S. Marines in this country, fought against and tried to bring down in a covert actions, because he went under, they tried to buy him out, and then he actually told everything, and he said, every war is a banker's war. That same Prescott Bush and all of the people that was attached to him that was supporting and not only supporting, banking and financing and directing the Nazis. And see, they said that a lot of people like to say that they were assisting them. No, they weren't assisting Jack. They are them. And the same family that brought in the wars that we see now at the appropriate time, the major attacks, the same family that assassinated different heads of state, including one of the CEOs that decided not to play ball in this country, and they did it in Dallas. That same family. The CIA director was ordered to assist Scowcroft, as were the secretaries of state, treasuries, and defense and agriculture. In agriculture, uh-oh, we are about to get deep. The bogus argument that the Kissinger advance was not original One of his major sources was the Royal Committee of on Population, was the Royal Commission, the Royal Commission on Population, which King George V had created in 1944 to consider measures should be taken in the national interest to influence the future trends of population. What the hell does that mean, future trends of population? This means this. Those monarchs didn't want too many people asking questions throughout the world. So once the population got at a certain level, it's time to destroy and execute a depopulation program. They are telling you right now, they're doing it by their link, articulate language and their language of law. They're telling you basically we developed a depopulation program, the same depopulation program that Brenda and Bill Gates found, or whatever her name is, don't matter. Bill Gates Foundation has been pushing for every since. They're all a part of the eugenics, demonic cult group against the general population of the world. This is why they do what they've been doing for so long, since 1944. The commission found that the Brits were gravely threatened by population growth in its colonies. The British were greatly, gravely threatened by population growth. Do you see what matters to them? See, they don't care when the population grows, when everybody is deaf, dumb, and blind. They only care about when people start waking up. Because then that becomes a grave threat to them, their overall love of power, not the power of love. Goes on. Since a populous country has, Since a populous country has decided advance over a sporadic population, one of the industry productions, the combined efforts increase population and industrializes colonies. It warned might be decisive in its effects and the prestige and influence of the West, especially affecting military strength and security. The NSSM 200 similarly concluded that the United States was threatened by population growth in the former colony sectors. Let me move this down. It paid special attention to 13 key countries in which the United States had a special political strategical interest in India, Bangladesh, Pakistan, India, Thailand, and the Philippines, Turkey, Nigeria, Egypt. Egypt, Mexico, Brazil, and Colombia, and Ethiopia. It claimed that population growth in these states were exceptionally worrisome, since it would quickly increase their relative political, economic, and military strength. For example, Nigeria, already the most populous country on the continent, with an estimate of 55 million people in 1970, Nigeria's population at the end of the century is to the number of 130 million. That suggests a growth political and strategical role for Nigeria, at least in Africa. Or Brazil clearly dominated the continent demographically. The study warned a growing power status for Brazil and Latin America in the world scene over the 25 years. Now you see why they're doing what they're doing in Nigeria and Brazil. But here's the key. They didn't want population growth for people to understand what is so important about Nigeria. Somebody here, please tell me if you know. And if you can't tell me right now because of the interest of time, I'm going to tell you. It's because of the light, sweet, crude resource that they have. And it's because of Brazil's natural resources that they have. And they are afraid of those people starting to wake up to the false agenda and decide to do something different. Let me capsize this before we go to the caller that's in queue. Let me tell you what this depopulation program was really all about. That we posted here because of the interest of time. Next part goes into the food wars. But let me just read this. There were several measures that Kissinger advocated to deal with the alleged threat. It was no a threat to what they were saying. It was a threat to overall enslaving the rest of the world, the demonic control of people. Most prominent, birth control, related population, reduced birth control and related population reproduction programs. He warned that population growths are rare. Rates are likely to increase appreciably because there began to be a decline even if such measures were adopted. The second measure curtailed food supplies to targeted states. In part to force compliance with birth control policies. This is nothing more than a soft depopulation program. This is why the overall number of people over 55 will outnumber the people that at the age of 5 for the first time in recorded history. They are telling you that their depopulation program is working marvelously well. It goes on to say, the second measure was to control food supplies to targeted states in part of forcing compliance with birth control policy. This is also some established procedures for taking account of families' planning performances and appraising of assisting recommendations by AIDS, U.S. Agency of International Development. Yeah, right. And a consultative group. Since population growth is a major determinant of increase in food demand. No, see, that's the cover story. This earth is perfectly capable of supplying every single person on this planet. But see, when you can try to control the people on this planet, you can only have so much that you can do before you need to start the extermination program. And this is what they're doing. The same extermination program that was ratified and institutionalized even before the Nazis came on the scene, but it was pushed by the Nazis and carried on by the Nazis, but was established in Manifest Destiny and went all the way back to Enoch's time. This is the continuous process once you make a deal with the devil. So it goes on. I'm going to hurry up here so we can get to what's at the heart of the matter here. Since the population was determined to increase the food demand, allocations of scarcity, PL 480 resources should take account for what steps a country is taking in population control. There is no such thing as population control. It's just depopulation. What do you have when you have rodent control? What do you have when you have rat control? What do you have when you have pest control? That means you are killing and exterminating. What is population control, people? Is herbicide, fluoride. That is nothing more than suicide and homicide, because they use it by way of controlling it through pesticides. All of the sides, the killing of man. Goes on. In these sensitive relations, however, it is important in the style as well as a substance to avoid the appearance. Whew. Mandatory programs may be needed, and we should be considering the possibility now that documentation continues, adding, would food be considered an instrument of national power? Is the U.S. prepared to accept food rationing to help people who cannot and would not control their population control? Kissinger also predicted as a return of famines that could make exclusive reliance on birth control programs unnecessary. Rapid population growth and lingering food productions in developed countries, together with the sharp deterioration in the global food situation in 1972 and 1973, has driven serious concerns about the ability of the world to feed itself adequately over the next quarter of century and beyond, he reported. The coming food deficit was not natural, however, but was the result of Western financial policy. Capital investments for irrigation and infrastructure and the organization's requirements for continuous improvement in agriculture yields may be beyond the financial and administrative capabilities of many LCDs. Those were the LCD. Remember, those stand for lesser developed countries, which the United States is on that program now. For some of the areas under the heaviest population pressures, there is little to no prospect of foreign exchange earnings to cover consistently increasing imports of food. It is questionable, Kissinger gloated, whether aid donated countries will be prepared to provide the sort of massive food aid called for by the import project on long-term continuous basis. Consequently, large-scale famines of kinds not experienced for several decades, the kind the world thought had been permanently banished, was feasible. Famines, which has indeed come to pass. Now, let me tell you this before we go to our caller in queue. This is what the real program was that they didn't tell you here. They wanted to put in the food supply empty calories so that people would not get the proper nourishment. And actually, even though you are eating more, you are starving your body because it doesn't have the necessary vitamins, minerals, and substance to sustain your body. Yes, you get heavy, but you get sicker because your body is famished. This was their design, part of their soft kill program. They told you this in so many words here, but I'm just telling you what they also added to it all. And why is this so important? And I'm not gonna read this, but I'm gonna go to the caller because there's another part of it. A huge part of that we're going to talk about in 1 second after we go to this caller. And this is so important that you better understand. And I'm saying better from the standpoint for you to help yourself. If you don't help yourself, that's fine. That's up to you. But let me tell you, for those of you that want to take heed, you better start taking heed to what they've been telling you, because this crap ain't popular in the regular mainstream. What's popular in the mainstream is what Jay-Z and Beyonce and every damn body else is doing, so that you'll be watching those things and doing those things and turning your eye and turning up your nose to individuals that's telling you to be prepared. Because why do the people perish? No, they don't perish because of a lack of knowledge. That's not true. They perish because they turned away from knowledge. That's why they perish. So we give you this right after we go to this caller. Let's go to this caller real quick. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Brother Davis. Brother Davis calling for support, brother, in the PA.
Brother Davis, what's going on? What's going on? Always good to hear you. What's going on, Brother Davis?
Hey, man, when I listen to you tonight, I hope people are listening with pencil and piece of paper, because the names that you have mentioned are closely connected to this presidential race that's going on right now. So yep. That shows you how relevant this information is. And if you don't believe it, look up the people like Margaret Sanger, who Hillary Clinton said was her hero. And you look into a West Virginia senator who retired, who was a grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, who Hillary Clinton said was her hero. And you look at the Georgia guys.
Brother Davis. And it was so funny that you said that, because Margaret Sanger was actually one of the Klan members that they allowed as a woman to be representing them because of the depopulation program that she was going on. And they thought because it was a depopulation of black folks, but they was actually, Margaret Sanger and her group are demonic. They kill everybody. And she was at that Klan's meeting at that exact senator that yes, I'm glad you brought that up.
And another thing you want to keep in mind is that leader and founder of Planned Parenthood.
Wait, Brother Davis, you got to say that all over again, because your phone went out, and that was a key point. Why you brought this? Go ahead.
I said, founders of over the last year, Planned Parenthood, baby feet, who went into Planned Parenthood and were counseled to get abortions, those abortions were their profit. Listen, bro, I just want to add a little bit to this. Bring it out again. I put people up. That's on a piece of paper. And see who these people are that he's talking about. These names have played a role over a period of time. And NATO, and now corporate plans like Codex into all of the countries. So this is, you are only getting a little bit if you're not writing it down. If you're writing it down and put the puzzle together, you're going to see the whole picture accumulates with things like the election that's going on right now, because three of the four major players right now are all connected with corporate capitalism, and that means corporate control. Hey, brother, listen to you, brother. I'm going to go back in the back room and continue. You continue doing what you're doing.
The eugenics program, because that's the program that – but one sec, Brother Davis. One more time, just before you – because you we heard the last part, but tell everyone who Margaret Singer is one more time and what she institutionalized and what she's known for founding.
Margaret Singer was the founder of the Planned Parenthood organization.
Yep.
Same organization that literally was bought to task earlier this year and at the end of last year for selling – aborted fetal parts for profit. So understand this is not something that's just happening by chance. This is sinister. This is diabolical. And guess what? We as human beings are the profit that they are literally incorporating death on a mass world scale. So don't underestimate any of these players, because when you go in that voting booth, you may not realize it unless you put this puzzle together, but you're voting for one of these people to have a right to legislate your death. All right, I'll sit back and listen, brother.
Man, great. Brother Davis, as always, exactly. That's what it is. Margaret Singer was the eugenics, and the same Bill Gates follows. He's a eugenics, and all of these other people are engaged in this, and Brother Davis is absolutely right. As always, and appreciate you and Sister Davis. And what I love about the Davis team is you hear Sister Davis in the background, reminding Brother Davis and giving, you know, it's, I love it. I love it. This is what we need, the collective prudence of it all. Now, and it's so important. It's so, so important that we really start to look at what is really going on, because there is no excuse as to why we engage in these things. Nor will one be allowed when you look at yourself in the eternal standpoint. You won't, because you will know that you could have done and did your part against it all. Remember what it says, that this was the population control program. Population control, they wasn't trying to get more people on the planet in a more sense of prosperity. They was trying to kill more. Why? Because those people were a national threat to what? Their nation. And what is their nation based in? Demonically based. Now, one of the things that you connect this to that is so telling, we just went over Henry Kissinger's 1974 plan for food genocide, which is nothing more than a eugenics program. That's what it is. And that's what all of these people that we so-call, oh, Bill Gates give $1 million to some black people and we rave and we clap and we love and we have them and we talk, man, are we crazy or are we stupid or are we ignorant? Who are these people? When are we going to learn what they tell you everything and we can see it? Why are you taking the system and you look at the historical behavior of the system, it tells you right away that maybe you should question this stuff. Ain't nothing changed. Maybe you gotta change the direction. Maybe because the past people had blind faith to them, and this is why they were able to be fall to the genocidal program that was here. Let me tell you how deep this is. This is real deep. How about this? How about the, have you ever heard of the FDA, the Food and Death Administration? I mean, the Food and Drug Administration, excuse me. I just told the truth in the beginning. That's what they really should be known for. And if you know why the Food and Death Administration was ever put into existence, you would see why I say the Death Administration. Well, the Food and Death Administration, known as the Food and Drug Administration Safety and Innovation Act, acronym FDASIA. I like to call it FDASIA. Have you ever looked at that? And it's under section 1125. And it was on a report to Congress on the information and technology request in section 1125, the Food and Drug Administration Innovation Act. That was put into place. And because of the interest of time, let me tell you what the key thing here is. This is the extension of the genocide program that Henry Kissinger brought about. But the Food and Drug Administration decided to go into this. Not decided, they were actually mandated to do it. And let me tell you what's so key here. The key is this. See if you catch it. No, y'all smart. Y'all will catch it. Report to Congress on the information and technology as requested in section 1125, the Food and Drug Administration Safety and Innovation Act. They've gotten even more cynical in their language. Guess what the key to that was? IT. Information technology. What was this program all about? I'm going to post it inside of Tando so that you could actually see this. And you can read it for yourself. And you can read the sinister plan that they put directly in front of you, because they know you won't care about that. They know that the general population won't care nor prepare. It means nothing to know and do nothing about it. It makes you culpable to your family and everything else. Post it inside of Tando. Off the FDA.gov website. Check out what this is all about. Information technology. This says developing and implementing a comprehensive information technology strategy plan, a strategical plan. And number two, efforts to finalize approval of a comprehensive inventory of the information technology system. Ways in which the FDA uses the strategy plan to guide and coordinate the modernization project and activities. They're giving you depopulation language there. Four, extension, FDA has fulfilled and implementing recommendations of the Government Accountability Office. Identify all FDA's IT systems and develop an inventory. Mission accomplishments, regulation compliances, developing an integration master schedules that identify with legacy systems that will be replaced and when. Identify all current and future tasks to perform by contractors and FDA. And define the incorporation, incorporate information reflects resources and critical dependencies. Monitor progress of Mars against the IMS. Assess information sharing and capacities of Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition. Develop a document architect program management plan that includes tasks, activities, and timeframes. Develop a skill inventory, needed assessments, gap analysis, and initiatives to address skills and gaps. I'm going to stop there. This is what the table of contents has. Let me tell you what this means. When you read this, you'll see. They were basically putting information technology, IT technology, in the food. And the food is known as GMOs. And the GMOs have been embedded with nanotechnology in order to change the frequencies of people. Not only to change the frequencies of people, but to starve people by way of nanotechnology. They've taken GMO food, genetically modified food, fake synthetic food, and programmed it with nanoparticles that can have the capacity of larger and able to compute and actually have programs that are much stronger than any of the world's largest computers on this planet. You have been infiltrated with nanoparticles by GMO. And what does GMO also do? It destroys the natural food that the great creator God Almighty has placed here for you. So they say. So they say. This is what this is all about. This is the extension of Kissinger's plan. This is how Kissinger's plan, the one that he didn't come up with this crap. He's just a celebrity figurehead punk that pushes it. This is the plan of starving the world through food that is fake, that changes your chemical makeup and takes your natural body and makes it artificial by chemical implant, by nanoparticle implant, by frequency control, by HARP. HARP has already been known to change the moods of people along with the chemtrails. Now they have the ability to place inside of you a chip that changes your brain frequency through nanotechnology. There was an MIT study talking about what they wanted to do with medicine, and they wanted to put nanotechnology in medicine in order for the drugs to work better in people. What was their drugs, their synthetic drugs working better on? Making you more of the perfect zombatized slave that they want, and to have the depopulation program. Now you know why so many people are obese and malnourished and are dying because of it physically, and are sick throughout the LCDs. One of the countries that they didn't tell you is on the LCD list is the one that they told you that you is the home of the land of the land of the home, excuse me, of the land of the free and the home of the brave. These propaganda machines, just like Uncle Sam was a propaganda program. We posted inside of Tando Radio Show where that came from. All of that was propagandized so that you would have blind faith that will lead to the first steps of your genocide. It's all right there in that program, telling you everything. The capabilities to genetically modify Why do you need to genetically modify it? Because it's not its original state. You need to change it. What genetically changes it? It no longer acts in a natural way with your body. Now you know what really has befallen us in this depopulation plan that they've had for us all. It's right there in front of you. You can read it for yourself. You can put it together and see. It's so important for you to engage. And I'm going to go back to Brother Davis because he came back. I guess he wanted to say something. Brother Davis, go ahead. Brother Davis?
Can you hear me? I'm sorry, it's Erica.
Okay, Sister Davis. Go ahead, Sister Davis, how you doing? Go ahead, Sister Davis.
I'm good. I just want to add a few things. You were talking about the GMO fruit. I know one clue that everything, well, a lot of things that are GMO, you don't smell them. When you go to the grocery stores, like, you know, some of the more popular grocery food chains, Walmart and Giant and Kroger's is pretty good, but just depending. You stand amongst fruit that you can't smell. You're standing beside a banana and you cannot smell it. And that is a big clue. Actually, now I think Bill Gates about a year ago was talking about the GMO bananas, and now they've hit the market because you cannot, a banana, the large bananas don't even taste the same. Now,
hold right there. And that is it right there. All of the GMO foods are swollen, and that's what they're going to do to your body, is they're going to make you swell because they have no nutritional value. It gives the appearance. See, this is why you can't believe your lying eyes. Real fruit. Sister Davis grew up under real fruit. How many – and this, Sister Davis, when we were growing up, fruit did not look like – it wasn't as swollen and all – you know, but that's what it's doing to our bodies, is bringing the cancers, the diseases, because when you have a malnourished body, what does disease do? It runs rampant. Because
right.
It
and when you, and even when you have bananas now, when they sit and ripen, they look strange when they ripen. They don't really ripen completely. I don't know. You just have to study a banana and you'll see. They don't ripen the way that they used to be. Now, they do have the small burl bananas, the real small ones. Now, they're pretty good yet. I would suggest to buy those. Actually, what I've been doing, especially since we've been home, I get them and I freeze them. I let them get nice and dark, you know, let them ripen, and they ripen completely. And then I peel them and I put them in a Ziploc bag to hold on to them for my smoothie. You know, because I don't throw nothing out. So once it gets ripened, I'll freeze it or freeze dry, you know, because I ain't trying to throw nothing, like something like lettuce.
I love Sister Davis. I'm with you. Don't throw nothing out that's good. Go ahead, Sister Davis.
I try not to throw nothing out. And even, you know, we need to go, everybody kind of needs to go to like a Walmart or Sam's Club, buy a food dehydrator. You know, that's fun, something for the kids to do now that we're coming into the heart, you know, the seasons where there are going to be fruits and vegetables. You can just dry stuff. Actually, get two or three of them. You can dry fruits in one, vegetables in another. Then you can, and it only takes 2 or 3 days. You can put it like in a garage or in a room that nobody sits in. It's electrical. You can, and the whole room should smell like fruits and vegetables. But I would suggest, you know, going to a market, inner city market or a country market or a fruit stand, and buy a lot of your fruits and vegetables. But I did want to add that. And also those, like you said, those GMOs bring your frequencies down. Believe me, the frequency, because everything that is live has a frequency and everything dead has no frequency. So people who eat a lot of meat and everything, I ain't picking on meat eaters, but you have to understand that food is dead. It's dead. I'm sorry. I ain't trying to hurt nobody's feelings, but you're eating dead food. You know, you're eating dead. You're eating
no
dead
time.
Frequency.
Right. You know what, Sister Davis, there's no more time, you know, for us, you know, not worrying about stepping on people's toes. It's not only toes that need to be stepped on. It's people really need to be stepped on, because before the boot of destruction steps on them. So it's better for us to bring them the real and let them deal with it, you know, because it's on them. So don't ever worry about that, Sister Davis, because this is too important. If their feelings get hurt, then go on somewhere else, because this is real here, and we don't want no sensitive, short people that think everything is going to be all right if we just do nothing and put our head in the sand. No, it's going to take your butt to get up and start doing some work. And making sure that yourself and your family and our community is taken care of, because there are things that you can do, and now is the time to do it. But no, Sis Davis, don't give into that. Hey, Sis Davis, real quick, I want to just want to say this, you know, because what we really need to do is, people, you need to start to get your own food source that you know is real while it's still, those seeds are still available.
That's right.
That is what you need to do, because this is a case. Mel said it last week, and it's the same case for this week. He said it on Friday. He was talking about water. And this is what it is. It's water, water everywhere, but nothing to eat. It's food, food everywhere, but nothing will nourish you. It will just get you sick.
That is so true. And if you eat seeded grapes and things like that, and you really like it, it's nice and sweet, don't spit them things out in the street. Spit them in a container and keep them. Just seeds, that's life. Yeah. You know, because we don't eat nothing that's not seeded. And if you eat a watermelon, you eat some global grapes, then just hold on to those seeds. Hold on, you know, whether or not you're going to plant them the day or tomorrow, still hold on to them. Because there might come a time that you will have to plant them. And when you have a cantaloupe, stuff like that, and you got a really good source, and it's from a market, a fruit stand, a, you know, organic market, take those seeds out, put them, lay them out and dry them out, and keep them. And I know they have that commercial on, and I think I put it on RDP, about those halos, those little oranges called halos, and they're straight from the devil. That's the devil's richest brew. And you see how they're attacking our children. They're making them for kids. And if you see the commercial, it shows a little girl with her mouth all poked out and all upset, looking at her dad, talking about, you ate the rest of my halo oranges. And he gets all nervous and jumps up and tries to go buy some. I mean, it's just demonic.
What is that? It's demonic. Let me tell you why that's so demonic. I'm glad you brought that up, because what is that doing? That's teaching our children to only think about self-indulgence, and to make them think the world is mine from this standpoint.
As a matter of fact, the commercial is all about me. As a matter of fact, on the commercial, and I know you ain't in the TV, but you just have to see how they plan this. The dad is laying in the bed sleeping, and he reaches over and he pulls down the sheet, and it's a head of a stuffed horse. It's a head, like she popped the head off. So he looks up and says, like, what's this? And then he goes into the kitchen, and the daughter got her mouth all poked out. Little blonde-haired girl. She's about 6 years old. And she's like, Daddy, you ate all of my halos. And he's like, what? And she's like, you ate all my oranges or whatever. And then it shows him running to the store to get her some more. And then it's like the little commercial, oh, halos, la, 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 and talk about how sweet they are. But she decapitated. You wait till you see the commercial. She decapitated one of her stuffed animals to show her vengeance and put it in her daddy's bed.
What? Are you serious?
That's the commercial.
This is the thing. Oh, this is the programming.
Yep, oh, my husband exactly. said Richard said this it's the scene from The Godfather.
Right. That's the scene from The Godfather. Yes.
Really?
That's the scene you know what? The horse's head in the bed. Yes. The horse's head in the bed.
That's how the commercial starts. And we giving these to our children, and then the next thing they grow up and they're infertile or something.
Right. And then not only that, see, they're programming young people as to what they should be thinking. That is a child that is in full disobedience to what they should be doing. It's actually propagating, and it's maintaining their sense of entitlement. This is what the system does, and they're teaching the children how they're supposed to act, and they're teaching parents how they're supposed to be subordinate to the children. Not that you're subordinate to anyone, but you're supposed to bring your child up. Who wants to have a child that is displaying sociopathic tendencies.
That's what the child does. And then the next scene, you see the father in the grocery store talking about, her baby, is this the kind you want? And she's sitting there like with another little animal, like a stuffed animal. And she don't even pay him no mind. She just kind of petting this little
pet
dog or
something.
The dad's putting the little halos in the grocery cart and saying, you know, Susie, is this what you like? Are you okay now? And she totally ignores the dad. I'm telling you, the commercial
halos.
Is off the stage.
Let me tell you something.
Halos.
And that halo thing is another play in this whole thing. They do everything for a reason, but we're so naive to not to know, thinking that, no, it's just, this is so cute. This is... that they, let me tell you, every opportunity that they get to use their network to actually push their agenda, they're doing it. They are teaching our children to be sociopathic and have no empathy for people. Today, that in that commercial, they're teaching that young girl to pop that horse's head off. Tomorrow is going to be yours.
Yeah,
tomorrow
you're
is going
right.
to be yours.
You're right.
Because it's going to be yours by their video game. Through
yes.
their drones
yes.
and their everything else. This is ridiculous. You know what? We're going to have to definitely pick this back up. Sister Davis, we got like 2 more minutes. Is there something that you wanted to add?
No. Well, I do know, I don't know if Rich went over the other day, this patent, it's 650-6148-B2, mm-hmm. and it's the nervous system manipulation by electronic fields, fields from monitors. I'll put it on RDP. Sometimes it's hard for me to get things on Tando, but I'll put it on RDP. But it's the patent that shows the nervous system manipulation. And that's the
yep.
patent that's in these video games. That's the weapon
and
that they use in these video games.
Right. And they're using that same technology in the food, in the GMOs. The GMOs are programmed food. You are eating a computer program. And that program
yeah.
is for your demise and sickness. And
well,
this
well
is
you
what,
know the that show. What's it? The Matrix. That's the same thing they talked about. You know, the food
yeah.
being artificial, and we're eating it. You know what I mean? You're part of the Matrix, and they don't want you to dislodge from that. You know, they want to
right.
keep you in there. Yeah.
I never
You're
seen
right.
that. I've seen only bits and pieces of it. I never seen that. You know, a lot of people talk about it. But Sister Davis, you said something that is so telling, and I want to end on this and get your response to it. You know, everything that the great creator God Almighty does, it is for the appropriation and the continuous and the sustainable prosperity of life. And the great creator God Almighty is not wasteful. But see, you know what? Since we decided to make this deal with the devil and sign on to the economy of man, everything is wasteful. Look how much food we do waste, regardless if it's fake food or real food. But the key is to waste the real food. Because you think about it, what happens in God's ecosystem with seeds? If they're never thrown out, they regerminate because
right.
they replant it. We are the only ones that throw away our inheritance and our prosperity from what the great God, great creator God Almighty has given us as our sustainable means. We throw out the seeds. We put them in the garbage when we should be putting them back into what? The living ground. It's so
That's
important
right.
that we stop eating the fruit and start feeding the roots. And until we do that, we will continue to be on this enslaving and bondage mentality of asking some man to give us free. Man,
yeah.
no way in the world. Sister Davis, as always, thank you for calling in. We're going to have to continue this because we're going to continue it tomorrow, part 2 of it all, because we definitely have to look at some other things with this, and it's so, so important. And once again, everyone, I just want to thank you. Thank you, Brother Davis. Thank you, Sister Davis, for who you are and what you do and the commitment that you've had to everyone and everyone that listens to Tando Radio Show, Scotty. Much love, much respect to you, brother. Just want to thank you all for listening today. And it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later, because nothing is ever wasted. Everything that the great creator God Almighty has ordained lives eternally. You will too, but you decide in how you're going to live. Until then, it's never goodbye. So I'll see you later. We'll talk to you soon. Peace and love. Much love, much respect. Talk to you later.
Peace.
Oh, Sister Davis. Put your information, because people want to contact you. Put it on Tando, your email. Did you give your email out real quick?
Girl, you
it's BlessRDavis at AOL.com.
With nothing. You know tenderness comes from pain.